I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Travelers trying to get an early jump on the holidays got stranded instead from New Mexico to Kansas. And forecasters say holiday travel over the next few days will be impossible in some spots because of this fierce storm. Blizzard warnings in effect from northwest Mexico to southeast Colorado, western Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, northern Texas. Roads are shut down. In fact, 175 miles of I-25 in New Mexico were closed. The same amount of I-40 in New Mexico closed as well, at least last night. Skiers stranded, the storm being blamed for at least 6 road deaths, while Texas officials say the bad weather may have played a role in the crash of a small plane that killed 5 people last night. Joining us from his weather watching post in Columbus, Ohio, meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, heavy snowfall, no stranger to this parts of the country, to these parts of the country, but we understand it's the wind that's really a problem.
It's the wind that really made it difficult. Some places did get 6 to 12 inches of snow in western Kansas and parts of Colorado and New Mexico, but the wind blowing that snow around on the flat terrain in that part of the country just made driving impossible in many areas. And you noted some of the road closures on I-25. My understanding, too, is I-70, there are a lot of problems as well in western Kansas and eastern Colorado. The good news is the snow has tapered off in those areas. The wind is still up a bit this afternoon, so there's still some leftover blowing and drifting, but improvement in those areas as we go into tonight. The snow is pushed farther to the northeast, but the system is weakening as it does so. So some nuisance problems with travel as you get into eastern Kansas and parts of southeastern Nebraska on into portions of Iowa and far northwest Missouri, but they will experience nothing as nearly as snowy and windy as what occurred out in the high plains overnight. Yeah.
And we know, you know, obviously deaths have been blamed on the storm. We know it's serious, but also perhaps, in some ways there's an upside to it because at least it brought moisture to this area.
Well, that's an area that's had extreme drought. And, for example, Lubbock, Texas, from this system, picked up 5/800ths of an inch of precipitation. That is more than 10% of what they've gotten this entire year. Their total for the year now is just 5.63 inches. And to put that in perspective, Lubbock's all-time record low for precipitation for a year is 8.73 inches. So they are still 3 inches below the record, and we have less than 2 weeks of the year left to go, so that record will likely be shattered, that record going back to 1917. And while that's going on, a lot of rain is falling again in the Ohio Valley. Cincinnati, Ohio, has had over 70 inches of rain this year, about 30 inches above average.
Well, speaking of just 2 weeks left, you know, in the year, here in the Northeast, what is up? You know, we had a snowstorm in October. We've had some bitter cold days, a couple of them, but then we've also had 50s and 60s. I'm still raking. You know, what's your sense of what's going on in the weather up here in the Northeast?
Well, I think in some ways maybe it's the calm before the storm as we go into January and February. I'm actually a bit surprised based on what we saw in October and early November that it is as mild as it is now, because there were some indications that this would be an early hard winter. The first part of winter would be very cold across much of the country, and that's not happening. The jet stream winds have shifted so that storms are diving into the Rockies, and then the jet stream diverts farther north across the eastern part of the U.S. So all I can say is for those of you in the Northeast, just enjoy the mild weather while you have it. And in fact, as we go over the next few days, it does look like a little bit of light snow will be coming to interior parts of New England later this week. Yeah. So it's going to get a bit cooler, but I don't see that blast to bitter cold just yet.
Well, and as you said, but when it comes, you know, it won't be kidding around. Meteorologist Ed Kieser, who watches the weather from his base in Columbus, Ohio. Ed, thanks as always, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you. My pleasure, and enjoy the new year, too.
You too. And speaking of weather, get ready. Go to herenow.org if you can to check out some comparative photos, because in about a minute when we come back, we're going to be speaking with climber and photographer David Brashears, who's done a comparative study. What he says is the impact of global warming in the Himalayas, what used to be 10-story glaciers, big puddles. And he's got the pictures at herenow.org. We'll be speaking with him in 30 seconds here and now.